At a meeting in late October, Catherine Svensson presented board members with an article discussing how California and Massachusetts had passed laws specifically granting transgender students that right.
And I said, I just want everybody to know what's going on in the rest of the country. And I, for one, say it won't happen here without a plumbing change.
But here's the thing. State law in Colorado says it can happen here. In a recent and highly publicized case from Fountain, Colorado, the state's Division of Civil Rights ruled that a 6-year-old transgender girl named Coy Mathis was discriminated against when she was refused access to the girls' restroom. Coy Mathis is biologically a boy, but according to her parents, had strongly identified as a girl since about the age of 4. Michael Silverman is the executive director of the Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund. His firm represented Mathis in a discrimination complaint lodged by her parents against the Fountain Fort Carson School District.
And what the Colorado Division of Civil Rights said was that within the state of Colorado, you cannot deny a transgender child the right to use the bathroom that matches who they truly are.
But Svensson says she wasn't talking about transgender students having access to bathrooms, and that a reporter she first spoke with misunderstood her comments.
What she left out was that I was referring to the locker room.
Still, Colorado's anti-discrimination rules state that transgender people have to be allowed access to any facilities that are, quote, consistent with their gender identity. That includes restrooms and locker rooms in schools. I asked Svensson whether she was familiar with that law.
No, I thought it was in California and Massachusetts. I did not know it was in Colorado.
The Delta County School District and the school board have distanced themselves from Svensson's comments, saying they're simply her own opinion and don't reflect the school's policies. Tammy Smith is the board's vice president.
We are following state and federal law with our policy, and that says that we will not discriminate.
But for her part, Svensson says she'd like to see that policy changed.
The new policy would state that as long as you are biologically of one sex, you use those facilities. The transgender boys are still biologically boys. And since transgender is something they have in their mind, they can change. They can change in an instant back to biological boys.
It's not something that you can change, as it's not a decision.
Krista Whipple is the president of the Gender Identity Center of Colorado.
We're born with it just like any other physical or mental attribute.
She says the perception of gender identity as something that can change back and forth poses challenges for students in particular.
They get a lot of pressure from that. They feel very discouraged. They experience depression because people don't understand them.
As it stands, even if Svensson does suggest the school board adopt new policies for transgender students, the Mathis ruling and state law would supersede those changes.
That's not limited to Coy Mathis. That's not limited to the Fountain Fort Carson School District. That's Colorado law, and it applies across the state.
Then I may have to go a different route. I certainly can't make a policy against a policy, can I?
For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubenik.